I've always been intrigued by the city of New York. Since I was a wee little girl, I've carried with me a dream about someday vacationing there. I'm not sure I even really know why, but I think it has something to do with the grittiness, the pace, the life that goes on around the clock. Maybe it's because it's such a steep contrast from the quaintness of where I live in Cobble Hill. For now, though, I will have to be content with listening to John's stories about New York and living vicariously through him. But if you've ever lived in or simply loved a very large city, you will likely have discovered that for the urban dweller, one of life's greatest pleasures is walking down busy sidewalks as life swirls around you in patterns of infinite possibility. Signs blink and cars honk and dishes clatter on restaurant patios. Every person who passes by offers a fleeting opportunity for a life-changing encounter, a glance, a word, an accidental entanglement that might mean nothing, or it might mean everything. And while most of those encounters wouldn't materialize, their promise makes the air thick with hope and intrigue, like the stillness before a summer storm. There is mystery and there is revelation in those city streets for the one who is willing to walk them. And so it is for the Holy Family in today's gospel message, moving through the crowds of Jerusalem with an infant in tow, headed to the temple to fulfill a ritual obligation. Dust and splattered mud, the smell of market stalls and incense, livestock and oven smoke, voices laughing, arguing, negotiating the price of wheat. A city in all its vulgarity and glory and capacity for surprise. Then, as they enter the temple, a man steps into their path. A stranger, yes, but there must have been something about him. Maybe an air of trustworthiness and devotion, because Mary places her precious child into his arms while Joseph stands there quizzically holding the turtle doves as the unheeding crowds in the temple rush past. The old man is rapturous at first, praising God, saying something to himself about light and promises and the Gentiles. Mary can tell from his expression, though, he knows. He knows this is not just any child. He knows who her son really is. But this is not the end of the encounter. For then old Simeon looks at the hopeful face of Jesus' mother and utters the words she must hear, the words that she never wanted to hear. This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed and a sword will pierce your soul too. This is what might happen when we meet a stranger on a city street. They might reveal the truth to us, including a truth we didn't want to know. A truth that we must carry with us to Golgotha. So here, we are left with a bit of a conundrum in our celebration of the Feast of the Presentation. Is it a joyful occasion? A somber one? Can we even fully delineate between those two experiences in this Christian journey? There is much gladness, to be sure, in both Simeon and Anna's meeting with the Christ child. But there is also pain, or a promise of pain, those haunting words, "A sword will pierce your own soul too." The child destined for glory is also destined for suffering. And whether Mary knew this already or not, now there is no escaping the fact. Her baby will one day come back to Jerusalem for another purpose. The temple priests who bless her son today will one day seek to crucify him. And there is no turning back from this. The pain and the gladness are interwoven so very tightly, forming a pattern that is not yet discernible. There is only this moment, this encounter of blessing and dread, as the city goes about its unending business. Ancient though this encounter might be, this scene could still seem familiar to us, rushing as we do through the crowded marketplace of 21st century life. Whether we live in a city or not, we know what it is like to go about our business, focusing on the task at hand, maybe distracted by a physical pain or a heartbreak. And just when we start to get lost in our own narrative, a stranger bumps into us and tells us something we needed to hear. It might be a kind word. It might be a sobering one. But it's something true. Something that jolts us back into the understanding that our lives are not simply our own private drama to be enacted according to our preferences. We are part of a such larger story, one that contains all manner of joy and sorrow. God has a way of drawing us back into that story, whether we like it or not. A sword will pierce our souls too. As followers of Jesus, we are invited to pursue these hard and surprising encounters. We too are invited to follow the Christ child into the temple and see who we might encounter there to tell us about ourselves. And we do this in a number of ways. By gathering for communion, by going out in the community to serve others, and by taking a stand on issues of social justice. Friends, in all these activities and so many, many more, we are placing ourselves in a vulnerable position that risks the likelihood of colliding with wise and discerning strangers. Yes, we must be mindful about doing this, especially now, because in an era of social media echo chambers and increasing isolation, to do so is decidedly countercultural. But if we don't, we risk the Simeons and the Annas of the world never finding us. We risk not rejoicing with them, not seeing what they see, and understanding ourselves for the reflection of their piercing gaze. And so, on this day, on a feast that contains both joy and sorrow, in a temple that contains both blessing and burden, we learn this. In the city, as in all of life, there is so much to be found. Some of it is wondrous, and some of it is disturbing. There are strangers, and every so often, one of them will stop us in our tracks and change our story forever. Yes, there is danger here and banality and distraction, and of course, goodness. God is found in all of it. And the fundamental lesson is an invitation to each other and ourselves to enter into its mist. In the cacophony, in the muddy streets, in the jostling sea of searching souls. We must somehow make our way to the temple and allow our fragile hearts to be pierced. Today, we are all invited to that moment when others, Mary and Joseph, Simeon and Anna, saw the truth of what God was doing. While we may not have that same experience for ourselves, we celebrate the sharing of theirs. We rejoice that in the midst of our broken world, God has come among us. Amen.